You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
And good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 13th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Phil. How you doing, Phil?
What's going on, Taryn? Last night, I had a great big bowl of ramen, and I watched it, and I ate it while watching the live feeds, and it was great. I love spaghetti salad and spaghetti, ramen.
Spaghetti salad, yes. Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 39 in the house, and some happenings, some goings on, some things or stuff that are happening. I'm sleep deprived. Let's talk about it. Yesterday we had obviously Tyler and Kevin on the block after David used his disruptor power. Danny had to put Tyler up on the block. Danny wants Tyler to stay and Kevin to go. That is the current plan at the start of the day. But first, we have to get through a veto competition. So early in the day, they woke up and they were they picked players for the veto. Devon, Ian, and Enzo were chosen to play in this veto.
Yes, and before that, you know, David really wanted to play. He told Kevin, he was like, "Yo, if you pick me, I'll for sure like play for you, and I'll try to make sure that you get off the block." And Kevin's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna talk to the HOH to make sure that it's all good with her," which I think was kind of confusing. But you know, I know that you know later on it's gonna be a pretty exciting veto competition. I'd say I think we're gonna like the winner. But yeah, I think it went well.
Yes. All right. Well, Cody and Nicole are going to talk a bit about the this women's alliance and about how Nicole says it's her, Danny, and Day, and that Christmas is kind of like the fourth person, like on the brought in on the outs a little bit. And Cody's like, well, that's weird because Danny's trying to tell me that like Christmas is the one that started this thing. And Nicole's like, oh, no, it's not like that. And there's just more reason to not trust Danny here.
Yeah, I think it is kind of interesting that, you know, like Cody already doesn't really trust Danny this much. And so he just, you know, clarifying just to make sure that, you know, just that Danny and just, I don't. But yeah, when Devon, like Nicole Colt told Cody, when Devon told us everything in the bedroom, it was really quiet and I didn't say anything. And this is when it kind of like formed. And she really said that, you know, Christmas was the one that was brought into the mix. Although that's not exactly what Danny said.
Mm-hmm. So Danny talks to Nicole and just mentions again, like, hey, I just want to make sure that nominations stay the same. I still want to keep Tyler. That's the plan. That's the goal. Cody talks to Memphis, and Memphis is going to Cody saying, you hear this thing about Tyler? Like, Memphis is still just like catching up. Like, apparently he wanted to leave. He was self-sabotaging.
It's so funny. Like, yeah. Every time, like, Cody goes over to Memphis just to kind of like entertain him, you know, keep him busy, keep him entertained. And so Memphis is just talking about just old news, like, you know, his head's got to be in the game. I don't know what's going on with this guy. I don't get it. And yeah, Cody's just going there and be like, yeah, bro, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. Even though, you know, Cody's really just trying to make sure that Memphis's brain is stimulated enough, I would say.
Well, yeah. And Cody's annoyed about this because it's the same thing that happened to him with the Tyler and Danny situation, where Danny went to Memphis to tell him about the Tyler stuff so that he'd be on board to take out Tyler if she wanted to go that route. And she told him that Cody knew about it. And so now he's going up to Cody like, hey, did you know about this? And Cody has to like do this whole act about like, oh yeah, she told me the other day, like, oh, it's so annoying. Yeah, for sure. Blah, blah, blah. And he has to go through this whole thing. Memphis's thing here is that he wants to hear Tyler's side of it. He's not just going to take Danny's word for this. He wants to hear what Tyler has to say for himself.
Yeah. He also said that, like, he thinks that, or he said that Tyler thinks that Danny, Nicole, and Ian like have something going on. He also mentioned that a little bit. And it was funny looking when you looked at the feeds, like right upstairs in the HOH room, that's who was together. It was Danny, Nicole, and Ian. yeah. And Cody, yeah. And, you know, Cody said he didn't get stressed about it, but you know, they're not, it's not, you know, I don't know. You just call again. Cody's just trying to make sure that Memphis is just doing okay. Just making sure all that is all good.
Yeah. So Tyler talks to Enzo about the veto. Tyler would like for Enzo to win because that would be best case scenario. Enzo wins, takes Tyler off the block. Enzo says, yeah, I want you off the block because I'm worried they're going to try and flip these votes. I am concerned that this is not going to be good for you, Tyler. And Tyler says, well, best case scenario, you win, take me off the block. Then you can't go up as the replacement. I'm worried that you might go up as the replacement. And so it's like, yeah, yo, that's it.
Yeah. And then also during that conversation, it was they both were kind of talking about, especially from Enzo's side, he does not want Tyler to go. Cody also in this conversation particularly does not want Tyler to go just because, you know, Tyler is still kind of with them and he's a good buffer for them. It's not good for Tyler to go this early. But the thing is, they kind of want to make sure that Danny does not really know that they don't want Tyler to go. So the whole conversation is just making sure that Danny doesn't have any like pushback if they try to keep Tyler in the game.
Right. Yes. Cause Enzo goes to Cody afterward and he says like, hey, I would like for Tyler to come down. I kind of want to use it on him. What do you think, Cody? And Cody's like, that's not a good idea. It would be great if Tyler won the veto and used it on himself, but You don't want to burn Danny too much. So don't use it on him. But if he won, that would be great. And Enzo's like, well, do you think that I would go up? And he's like, no, you wouldn't go up at all. Don't worry about it, Enzo. So, he kind of squashes this idea that Enzo should win the veto and use it on him. But they do agree. Cody says it's not good for our games in any way right now for Tyler to go home. And Enzo agrees. He's like, yeah, we're dead if he leaves, yo. That's it. So Cody does say, though, that he feels like they can't give too much pushback to Danny if she's going to push hard for Tyler to leave. So that's why it would be great if he could win the veto, because they really, it's a tricky situation where they really want to keep Tyler, but they also don't want to burn their bridge with Danny too much. So the best way forward, the only play they have, is to convince Danny that Kevin is coming for them, and they have to. Sorry, Danny, like, we have to do this. Kevin is coming for us, because that's what Danny said to them, to Cody the night before, is that she wants Tyler to stay, but you know, if she got confirmation that Kevin is gunning for Cody, then she would like really like confirm definitely Tyler's staying. So that's kind of Cody's plan for the short term here.
Yeah. And they also, in this conversation, they like talk about how Danny, this is another conversation where Cody is really just talking about how, you know, that he doesn't really trust Danny. He says that, you know, Danny's trying to pawn her moves off on other people. And so he told Enzo about the whole Girls Alliance thing. And then so this is just another moment where Enzo's like, that's it. You know, Danny doesn't realize Nicole's going to come after the whole thing. And so now they know they have a plan for the veto competition.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, Cody is annoyed at Danny for going to Memphis and not telling him about it. Now he had to like come up with something on the spot to be like, oh, well, yeah, this is what happened. This is when she told me. And he really feels like he does not want to let Danny get her way and, you know, pick out the people that she wants and harm his game in the process. He sees what she's trying to do and doesn't want to let it happen, that he wants to be in control of the game, not her. So that is definitely part of the plan here, that they just need to make sure they convince Danny that she wants the thing that they want, so that they can retain control of the game.
Yes, so, precisely. Yeah.
Yeah. So Danny is going to talk with Day. Day asks her what she would like her to do if she did win the veto. And Danny says, well, I would like for things to stay the same. And Day says, OK, fine. I don't want to put you in a compromising position. So, you know, Kevin was asking me earlier. Good thing I didn't tell him I would use it on him, because I want to respect your wishes.
Yeah. Danny also says to Devon, you know, like, you're in like a no touch zone. I'm not going to put you up. That's what she tells her before the veto competition. She's like,
you might say
untouchable.
Untouchable.
Yeah.
The no touch zone. Yeah.
No touching.
Wow.
But yeah, so they talk about that, and they also talk about how before the competition, Kevin went to Devon in the have not room, and Kevin was trying to really campaign for Devon to, you know, pick her, and and Devon told Danny that, you know, I was half asleep during that conversation. I didn't really give him an answer or anything like that. And so Things seem like they should be according to plan.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that they have this conversation, because they are going to then play the veto.
Yes. Yes. And
Devon wins her first competition.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yo, day 39 is a special day. It was beautiful. I could not believe that. But I'm so glad that happened.
There it is. Devon has won the veto. She now holds the power. And it's just a matter of what she going to do with it. So David talks to Kevin after the veto. He lets him know, hey, I was the person that used the power to save me.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Kevin is like, you're such a good actor.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. David, who kept asking Devon, did you pick me? Like, Devon was not just on the block last week. And it was pretty funny. But I guess, yeah, David is just the modern Denzel Washington. What can I say?
That's what Day keeps saying. David also is going to go and tell Day about it. She tells him that she's not sure if she's using the veto yet. She needs to talk to Danny. And he lets her know that he used the power. And she's, oh, my God, I'm so proud of you. It was a dark room comp. He's like, I got first place, too. He's like a kid. He's so happy. He's like, I got first in the dark room. And Day's like, I'm so proud of you. And then David leaves, and Day looks up to the camera. She's like, I don't care. I'm not telling him anything. I don't care.
Yeah, it's hilarious to me that David still trusts Devon, even though, like, I also saw on the feeds today earlier that, you know, Cody and David were talking, and David was like, you know, I'm having a hard time just building relationships. I still don't know what's going on. And Cody was just like, bro, it's week six. Like, at this point, you just need to win an HOH to make relationships. That's the only thing you can do. I think, like, David, he has to trust somebody, but also Davon does not have his best interests at heart. I think David's kind of alone in this game. It's good that he told someone. I think it's better that he told Kevin than Davon, but yeah. You know, he has to do what he has to do, I guess.
Davon just hates him.
He
burned her twice, so she hates him. Which is, like, it's so silly, too, because, she did him wrong first. She was considering voting him out in that first, but she looks at that as like she did him a favor by not doing it. And then he was told actual real information about her potentially not voting him to stay that week, and he told her about it, and he told her who it came from, the truth, but she felt like that he was lying to her, and that was, she burned her and didn't trust her. And then, like, he definitely did wrong here, but he was campaigning for Bay to stay and trying to pass it off like, oh, I'm just running some tests, which, like, yes, that's annoying, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, but also just imagine living with David day to day basis. I think that also also just add to it, where it's just a brick wall you're talking to every time. And I think the Bailey thing was the biggest issue. And I think that, you know, is why she can't even deal with him anymore. I ain't telling you. I don't care. I don't care. I ain't telling you nothing.
She's
pretty funny.
She hates him so much. I just keep thinking about her talking to Bailey on Thursday. I hate that man. I hate him.
I mean, where's the lie? I'm sorry, but
he's like her best ally at this point.
I get, yeah. That's the other thing, though. Who else? Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky. It's all tricky.
Yeah. All right. Well, Day is gonna go and talk to Danny, and she goes to Danny and she says, "Look, I'm gonna tell you my thoughts on the whole situation here. I think that you are in an alliance with Cody and Nicole. I think you guys have a bunch of people in your alliance, essentially. I know I'm on the outside of that. I know I'm essentially a plus one. I'm okay with that. But I have Kevin. Kevin's somebody that I have for me. And it just doesn't make sense for me to leave him in this vulnerable position where, like, you guys can vote him out." And Danny's like, "Oh, no, no, I'm not even that tight with Cody and Nicole. It's not like that. We don't have a final three or anything. And, you know, I don't even like Tyler. I put him on the block. So clearly we're not in some kind of big thing or anything like that. So I know. Don't think of it. Stay. And Dave's like, "Look, I'm looking at it from the audience perspective. I feel like they will be screaming at their televisions saying, 'Use it, Day!' You know, like, why would you not use this power?" She's right.
I think Davon's biggest thing is that, again, like you were saying, she just does not want to feel stupid. I think that's also what's weighing down on Danny, too, because she knows that Davon, she doesn't want to make Davon look stupid. You know, I think she also knows how the audience is perceiving her. She thinks the audience, you know, thinks she's whining a little bit. She also knows that the audience probably loves Davon. She doesn't want to make Davon look stupid. And so, you know, also in that conversation, you know, Davon's like, maybe, you know, Memphis could go on the block, maybe, potentially. But, you know, Danny just shot that down and said, "No, I don't see him as a threat." And so this is, like, the biggest issue of the day so far. Just, like, what Danny and Davon are going to actually do, because, you know, they want to be on the same page, or they want to act like they're being on the same page. But Also, Davon knows she has to get her troops ready, because as much as Danny and everybody else is saying, yeah, Davon, you're with us, we have Final Four plans with you, why would she believe that? You know what I mean? And so she also needs to start militarizing on her side. You know, she needs Kevin in the game. So it's a tricky, it's tricky.
Yes. And I do want to point out here that, I think there are a lot of things that Day does in the game that are not always the greatest decisions. She doesn't always have the greatest reads. But I mostly like her approach here to Danny. I don't think that she should have said the thing about her being an alliance. That I did not like, and that is going to blow back on her a little bit later in the night. But what I did like was the emotional angle of this conversation, how she framed it, the idea that, like, look, I don't want to look stupid. Please just... You have to understand that from an outside perspective here, I would look like an idiot to not do this. And I don't want to put you in a bad spot, but like, this is where I stand. Like, I feel like I have to do it. And it worked on Danny. Danny was understanding and basically was like, I don't want you to look like an idiot. I get it. If you need to use it, I'm not going to stop you. She did say like, this screws me. But even though it is screwing her, she's not blaming Day for it. So that approach was the right one. And it has given Davon permission to use this veto without getting in trouble with pretty much anybody. So this is a good spot for her.
Yeah, I think the number one way, because as much as Davon, you know, says she says she thinks with strategy, and she does think with strategy, she also is so much an emotional player. And so that's kind of the way. I also love the, it seemed like such an emotional conversation. It seems like they actually kind of almost understood each other, I would say. Oh, but also in that conversation later on, Davon is saying, you know, I feel like Ian and Enzo are your two options. And this is kind of a weird thing where I guess just because of like what has been going on in the controversy with the whole Ian stuff, you know, Danny just shoots that down and says like, you know, I can't put up Ian. I can't put up Ian. Which, I mean, I guess and then the feed's cut right after that too. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that, but I guess, you know, Ian, as of at this point, Danny says that Ian can't go up on the block. And it also, Danny's not putting up Enzo as much as Davon might want it to happen.
Yes. Danny essentially says, look, the only way this can work is if I can find the perfect pawn, somebody that will be willing to go up on the block. She's running throughout, like, that's not going to be Memphis. That's not going to be Enzo. Like Christmas. What about Christmas? Day says, well, here's something about Christmas.
He says, you know, she says that, you know, she knows that Christmas had the power. And then she did this whole reenactment of like the comp and the podium where she was standing up and she like had to hear who she was. And then, you know, she was like, that's it. That's it. I don't know. It was like a weird Enzo impression.
If you remember from the episode, Christmas had to like shove someone out of the way, who was, I believe, Day, so that she could put the piece in, because Day kept like holding her hands over the thing. Then she put it in. And then as soon as Day came back to feel it, it was now filled. So it was very obvious that Christmas was the one. And right afterward, they said the third power has been found. So she was like, oh, so obviously Christmas has a power. So she tells that story and she says that I think Christmas has a power. She says, don't tell Cody and Nicole, don't tell anybody about this. I'm only telling you, but that is going to get in the way of a potential Christmas nomination. Right. So Danny is just like, Who am I going for here then? And Davon brings up Ian. And as you said, she goes, well, I can't do Ian because, just feeds cut.
That's it. And then it's gone.
Yeah. So they essentially, Danny, they come to this sort of like stalemate of Day doesn't want to do it if Danny doesn't want her to, but Danny doesn't want her to not do it if she wants to. And so they're just going to reconvene later to talk it through and figure out, you know, what's going to happen here. Now, again, I've talked about this a couple times. The Ian stuff that we've been talking about is that we believe that Nicole and Danny were essentially given a heads up that they were in trouble for making fun of Ian, or at the very least that through the questions that they were being asked in the diary room, they were able to get a sense. And we believe that's probably why Danny has been so hesitant to go after Ian, despite the fact that at the beginning of the week, I would have said Ian is the most likely person to go home. It's felt like he kind of got a pass because of all of this stuff. And it seems at this point in the day that that may still be the case. So that's where things stand. It's not fully decided that the veto is being used, but it's very clear that Day really wants to. And Danny doesn't feel super comfortable talking her out of it unless she feels like convinced that that Kevin would actually stay.
Yes.
So Christmas ends up coming back in. Danny's just trying to take a nap. She just wants to take a nap, but Christmas comes in, and Christmas is essentially just like, what did she say? Is she going to use it?
He keeps on pushing the committee. That's the thing. And this, in the beginning, you know, Christmas is like, well, you know, is she going to use it? But I mean, if she does use it, it's kind of obvious who you can put up. There's literally only two people. And then, you know, Danny's talking about how she's kind of retelling like how Davon will be put in a bad spot. And then Christmas is just like, yeah, well, you have the committee. I mean, you know, I don't know how you are with Enzo and Ian. She keeps on talking about Enzo and Ian again as the other two who, you know, should not get put up. But, you know, Danny doesn't really try to like talk to her that much. She kind of just listens to Christmas ramble on, you know, because Danny also just wants to sleep after an exhausting HOH, I would say.
Yeah. Because Danny is essentially saying like, oh, Day's worried about the powers. She's not sure what she wants to do. And Christmas is like, what do you mean? Like this is an obvious, like Danny does not do a good job of hiding it. Christmas comes away from this conversation like Danny stonewalled me, wouldn't give me any information. Christmas is essentially just pulling it's the committee. Like, you're not going to screw us. Like she just makes sure she's very firm in the idea that you're not going to put one of us up. That's not the outcome. We're like, nobody's going to be okay with that. And that annoys Danny, but she does then go take a nap. She takes her nap, which prevents, you know, game talk for the next 3 hours.
Yeah, basically.
Which is annoying because later in the night, we're going to get another 3 hour feed cut.
What was up with that?
I have no idea. In the meantime, Memphis does have his talk with Tyler. He says that he wants to know like what was going on last week. Tyler explains the situation. He was self-sabotaging. He wanted out, blah, blah, blah. But he never meant to harm the committee in any way. He never said anything about the committee. It was only ever about Danny. Now he's fully in the game. He's ready to fight for the committee. Like he's down for the cause. He's ready to go. Memphis is like, okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Memphis is just like, you know, like, are you 1,000% in what we're trying to achieve? And, you know, Tyler is interesting because like last week I would have said, you know, his head is not in the game anymore. His head is not in the game. But, you know, watching the feeds this week, I would, you know, differ because I think that, you know, like, especially after that day, after Davon won the power of veto, it seemed like Tyler, to some people, was talking about how, like, oh, I'm done. But, you know, like Tyler seems like he does want, like, he has no reason to fully lie to Memphis if his heart was not in the game. So Tyler is really saying, I'm 100% in. You know, Memphis says, like, I understand you wanting to leave, but also, like, you're going to screw us if you leave. And Tyler's like, yeah, I'm 100% in. I'm not going to try to leave or anything like that. I think Tyler does a pretty good job. And, you know, they also talk about how, you know, they think that there's a girls alliance, you know, because with the Christmas and Davon thing. And Memphis is just like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. As long as they're tight with us, it's fine. And that's basically all they really talk about that.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Tyler also lets Cody know that Christmas told him about this potential women's alliance, and that he tries to impress upon Cody the danger of letting him go home, essentially, that if Danny gets her way here, she'll have this women's alliance. She'll have Davon, David and Kevin. And, you know, worst case scenario, you could find yourself on the outside of some numbers, even if Christmas is loyal to you. That you might find yourself in a rough spot, which is not necessarily the case for Cody, but it wouldn't be a good case for Cody, because it does give Danny potentially some power here. If she's able to get her way and Tyler goes home, not nearly as much as Tyler thinks, because Cody kind of has her locked in, but still, this is exactly what Cody's been talking about. He doesn't want to give Danny an inch because he's worried that she'll start taking more and more, and he wants to keep her in this sort of like powerless state if possible. So that is definitely a topic of conversation as well here. Ian is going to talk with Nicole. He also talks with Cody a bit, that the plan for the day is convince Day that Kevin is safe. Convince Day that if she does not use the veto, Kevin is going to stay in the house. Tyler's going to go, and she has no need to upset Danny or anybody by using the veto, and then blindside Day by voting out Kevin at the end of the week. So Nicole talks to Ian about that plan. Ian agrees he would like for Tyler to stay. They've got the insurance policy, which apparently is worth more than whatever final two he made with Kevin. And that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, I understand the move, but I also don't know if that's a really great move to blindside Day just in the off, because you know you're gonna piss Day off. It's weird that for Nicole, she is good with Day, but also Day's entirely expendable to her at the same time. You know what I mean? She's so willing to just throw her out, and I don't know if that is a smart move to just completely blindside her like that. But I guess. And this scenario, like Nicole is kind of grasping at straws, because I think she also, obviously she doesn't want Ian to go up. And so she's kind of looking for an alternative. So I guess if Tyler's not going to go home, she doesn't really want Tyler to go home, especially not Cody. But, you know, so the other option is, I guess, just try to pull this move off and see what happens. I don't know. It could work.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible for Danny because it ruins entire game. Yeah. But for everyone else, it's fine. Like, you know, like blindside Day. Now she doesn't have Kevin, you know, she's on the outs. She's going to be mad at the whole house. Like, she's going to be mad at Danny. She's going to be mad at the people that lied to her. Right. So, you know, it's not, I don't think it's a bad move for the people who are trying to implement the plan, but for Danny, who is trying to shut down the plan, it would be a bad move. So Danny does talk to Nicole about this. Nicole says after Danny's finished with her nap, finally, Nicole says we need to convince Day not to use the veto. And Danny says, I can't do that. I can't make Day look like an idiot like that. Now, again, this is like she is talking about this like on a personal level. I can't make this happen. But as I just said, it's actually game wise, it makes no sense for her. So I don't know if her sort of personal morality is helping her game here, that if she would actually do this, if not for her personal qualms about it. But it would be bad for her game either way. And she's saying, I just can't. It's not going to happen. I can't make Day look like an idiot. So I don't want to do that. Nicole says, what do you mean? This is just the game. Why are you protecting Day? Day's going to have Kevin, David. Now you who feels like you can't do anything. You can't lie to her in any way. What is she going to be in a better position than me if you blow up the committee?
was ridiculous.
If we have no committee, then she'll be in a better spot than I am. Tanya's like, no, Nicole. Nicole's like, well, Kevin needs to go. He's coming after me and Cody. I'd rather lose Day's trust than lose the committee. Like, the whole committee, they will be pissed if you put one of them up. And what is your other option? And Danny says, I guess it would have to be Ian. It would have to be Ian. If the veto was used, it would have to be Ian.
But that's the thing, is that, you know, for Nicole, that is not going to work. So that's why I think the conversation is so heated, is just because this is literally, for Nicole, she's literally saying, this is what we have to do. There are no options. That's kind of, you know, she's saying, we have to convince Day that she's safe, and we're going to keep Kevin, and you should not use the veto. That is like the necessary step. But for Danny, you know, she's still kind of weighing out a little bit of options, because again, she doesn't want to hurt her.
That's the conversation. Danny is finally sort of relenting on the Ian stuff. And she then asks another question, just a random question. Yeah, Tyler told me that you told him about, you know, that I said something on the wall and that I was being paranoid and I got defensive about it. It's such a dumb series of events that we don't need to get into the details of. But the point is that Nicole said something to Tyler about Danny that wasn't flattering for Danny, and Danny was now asking Nicole, like, did you say this? And Nicole flat out denies, no, I didn't say anything. Tyler, what do you mean? I said that to Cody. I said it to Cody, and this is a lie. And so now Danny is like, well, that doesn't make any sense, because I talked to Cody last night and he acted like he had no idea what I was talking about. And Nicole's like, oh, well, I mean, I said it to Cody, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this is a thing, but I said it to Cody. And Danny's like, this, I'm so annoyed right now. This is so annoying. Oh my God. I'm going to go I'm going to go talk to Cody. I'm going to go bring him up right now, because yeah, that's two strikes for Cody. this is not okay.
She's keeping the strike tally chart in the HOH. Oh, that's strike two. I need to go downstairs and talk to him immediately. Also in this conversation, this is just something funny that I saw when Nicole was asking, like, do you think Memphis is a saboteur? Like, do you think he could be a saboteur? I don't know. People are just talking about, they also earlier, people were talking about Tyler being a saboteur. I'm not sure what's going on, but yeah. And Danny was like, nah, she's just a bad player. That's literally it.
Well, yeah. So Danny goes down to get Cody, and Nicole is up in the HOH room like, damn it. Fudge stinks. I screwed that up. Cody's gonna have to take the heat for this one, because she'll forgive Cody, but she won't forgive me. This is annoying. And so Danny sees that Cody is talking to Kevin out in the backyard. She decides not to grab him, so she comes back up, and by the time she comes back up, Nicole is like, I'll vote out Tyler if that's what you want. I'm sorry, I argued anything. If that's what you want, I don't want you to think I'm not with you. I would never talk bad about you. Tyler sucks. Let's get rid of him. Anything you want, Danny. Just don't be mad at me.
Yeah, which I guess, you know, that makes sense. They also kind of talk about how, you know, like they don't want like another girl going home. That's another big thing. They're like, we can't get another female out of the house. There's like too many men in the house. Like if we're, you know, we'll be down to three women if we vote any other woman out. So, you know, like I'll do it. I'll vote Tyler out. Let's get something going here.
Yes. So the way that Dani talks about Cody, she says, I just hate doubting Cody. I know I shouldn't. You should. I know I shouldn't. And the only times I have doubted him, it's been because of Tyler. It's all Tyler. It's all Tyler. Like, this is such like a spouse blaming the person that their spouse is cheating with. Like Cody is cheating on Dani with Tyler, and Danny's like, man, Tyler really makes me doubt Cody. It's all Tyler's fault. He's such a home wrecker. He tries to get in the middle of my relationship with Cody, and I don't like it. I don't like doubting Cody.
Yeah. And then Dani also talks about, like, you know, she's trying to like cut a deal with Kevin also to ensure that, you know, that, you know, he won't go after Cody and Nicole. But Nicole is still just talking about how Tyler is the biggest problem. Like, look at what he did to you. Look at like all this stuff he did to you. Like, we have to take out Tyler right now.
So now Danny's like, okay, well, if Nicole is on board, then this is what I would like to do. I would like to convince Day to not use the veto, and then we will vote out Tyler, because I can't make Day look like an idiot. My only concern now, says Dani, is like, well, like, what about Christmas? What will Christmas do? She tells Nicole about Christmas having the power. She's like, that's not going to be, we need to get Christmas out as soon as that power expires. And it's going to be 3 weeks, because I know mine was 3 weeks, and Day was talking about how Christmas is talking about 3 weeks, probably 3 weeks. So after 3 weeks, let's take out Christmas. But in the meantime, she's going to be mad at us. So here's my plan, Nicole. What if we blame this all on Memphis? What if we say that Memphis really wants Tyler out, and then, you know, she'll be mad at Memphis. Like, oh, what can we do? It's all Memphis's fault. And Nicole's like, that's not going to work, because Memphis told me that he talked with Tyler, and that Tyler told him the truth, and that he's cool with Tyler now, and he doesn't want him to go, and that everything should be fine, and we should move forward. She's like, damn it.
Yeah. Also, in the middle of that, funnily enough, when they're talking about Memphis, Memphis and Christmas are also in the love room at the same time. And Memphis and Christmas, you know, they're having their committee meeting right now. This is the meeting of the minds right here. And, you know, they're just basically talking about how, you know, they need to also, they're saying the same thing that Nicole was saying earlier, where they need to all tell Tavon, they need to all miss Davon into keeping Kevin. And so the last minute they can just flip it on her.
Yep.
And so, you know, they're trying to get everyone together. And that's basically what's going on in the love room at the same time.
Yeah. While, and, you know, and they're talking about if Day does use the veto, it better not be someone from the committee that goes up. It should be Ian. Why is Dani protecting Ian? It's very annoying that they would not be okay with Ian not going up on the block if Day uses the veto. So, and Memphis also talks about how it doesn't make sense to get rid of Tyler right now. That is not the move to make. So, again, Dani is in this tricky spot where Ian is really her only way out, but she doesn't want to touch him. Nicole,
both of them are also, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, both of them are also just in this conversation. They're just infuriated. Mm-hmm. Like, Memphis is just like, this is like obvious. I'm not sure like what's going through their head. And Christmas also kind of pissed me off here when she was talking about how, like, I don't even think Christmas said, I don't think Dani knows what to, I mean, I don't think Day knows what to do with the veto. I don't think she, this is her first win. You know, I don't think she understands, like, come on. Like, I think she kind of has an idea of like what is good for her game. I don't know. And they're like, it's so obvious. Like, you know, come on, don't make it political or anything like that. Like, let's just get Ian up on the block. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are talking like, no, Day's not going to use the veto. Like, why would she use the veto? That would be a bad move. Like, it's such a thing that I think happens in people's minds that the thing that they don't want turns into a bad move. And I know that the fans love to criticize people when they do that, but the fans do that all the time. Like the bad move is the one they don't want to see. The good move is the one they do want to see all the time. It happens in the house constantly all the time as well. When all of a sudden, like, Day using the veto on her ally in the game is like, why would she do that? Such a bad move, because they don't want to see it. Like, because it's bad for you, not for her.
It's very rare in like the Big Brother house where like something bad happens to you and then you're like, yeah, that was a good move. I understand it. It's always like, how stupid could you be? Like, you just ruined your game. Like, I don't get it at all. I feel like that is tried and true in the Big Brother house. Constantly. Nothing is new.
So Nicole goes down and talks to Day after her conversation with Danny, and her goal is to convince Day to not use the veto. And she says, hey, Day, no matter what happens with this veto, I want you to know I am going to vote to keep Kevin. I'm not close to Tyler at all. I'm perfectly willing to vote him out. So if you don't use the veto, I just like that's where I stand. Don't worry about anything. I'm with you. I'm with Danny, and we're going to keep Kevin.
Yeah. This is also kind of a similar conversation to the conversation that Day had with Danny, where it was kind of a Day just really saying like, I just don't want to look stupid. This is like my biggest thing. I know Danny's stressed about this too. I just don't like if Kevin leaves, like I'm on like solo island right now. Like they also kind of just break down like what Day thinks that is going on in the house, what Day thinks the dynamics are. And you know, she says that like she names all the house guests who have
she says
people,
again the alliance and, stuff.
Yeah, I don't think you should really because Day should try to be convincing Nicole that they're all working together. You know what I mean? They don't want Day thinking that's a few steps ahead. They don't want to know that Day's thinking steps ahead. And so, you know, she's just saying like, Kevin is mine, which I don't think she should say. But, you know, I also understand that like, if she is going to say Kevin, that's kind of what she has to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine to say that, like, Kevin is a number for us. Let's not give the rest of the house the opportunity to flip the vote on him. You can promise me your vote, but, you know, we're in an alliance together. We don't have the votes in our own alliance. Danny can't vote. It's just the two of us. We can't rely on David. We can't rely on anybody else. The entire house could flip on Kevin. I think it makes the most sense to use the veto on Kevin to keep him off the block and maintain the emotional plea, maintain the emotional pitch of I would look like an idiot if I did this, like so on and so forth. Just without revealing this like really deep stuff about like you guys are in an alliance. I need my own person. Like I said, overall, I still like Day's approach, especially the one she had with Danny. I do think it could have been tweaked a little bit to be a little bit better because, again, we're almost there to where she's going to get into a little bit more trouble with some other people. So Kevin talks to Day. He lets her know that David told him that he was the one that used the power and that he wants to tell Devon about it. And Devon's like, oh, wow. Well, actually, he told me about it already. That's just another strike against David, that this is just his typical sketchy David telling us separately, wanting to do some weird stuff. And Kevin's like, I don't know. I think he was just, you know, telling us about the power. And she's like, you give him so much leeway. you got to stop that. He is, you know, he's Denzel. He's not okay.
But the thing is, from Kevin's perspective, I think it is a good thing, obviously, because earlier, you know, Kevin was talking about how, like, I think that, you know, I think that David is working with the boys. And, you know, I think David, I don't know if he's someone I can trust. And so, you know, this news was huge to him. And so Kevin is really just trying to get these two knuckleheads to try to, you know, work together in some capacity. But Devon is just not having it.
Yeah, Day is saying that that David's a vote for Tyler.
Yeah, which makes sense, but also, you know, like, he did tell you this pretty great information. Like, come on, like, you got to give him a little bit. You got to give him a little bit of trust. I don't know. Also, in this conversation, you know, Kevin is, like, talking about how, like, he's like, oh, like I'm like they're missing me. They're all just trying to bamboozle me right now. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't even act this quick with Janelle and Kacer, you know, because throughout the entire day, also like this morning, Christmas was like, oh, you have my vote.
Yeah.
Memphis was like, oh, you have my vote. But like this, that's just, I think that's like horrible jury management if you are going to vote him out this week, because like you just boldface lied to him when you did not have to do that. And so Kevin is a I'm not going to say he's a perceptive, but he, you know, sometimes his reads are very wrong, but sometimes this time his read was right, where he was like, you know, they're all trying to bamboozle me. They're all trying to snow me. You know what I mean? Like I can see it. I can picture it.
Yeah, I mean, I think because I saw that argument too, that it's bad jury management. I'm not sure I necessarily agree on that end, mostly because, again, they're all lying to him. Like he has to vote for someone. And then also, like, it's not like they're lying without purpose. It's not like they're intentionally lying in order to blindside him on Thursday. They're lying in order to convince Day not to use the veto because they need to send him home. I mean, you know, what Danielle and Jason did to Marcellus was way worse, yeah. Right? Yeah.
How did that work out, though?
I mean, it didn't work out great, but if they had made it to the final two together, it would have been fine. There's a purpose. There's a purpose to the lying here. I personally classify like bad jury management as like unnecessarily doing something. Like, there's no purpose to it. You're just trying to like avoid confrontation or hide your involvement or whatever, you're lying without purpose. But again, if everyone is doing it and there's a reason for it, I feel like, you know, what can they do?
I guess it is better than being vague and being like, I don't know, I'm not sure. So I guess, yeah, I concede my argument.
So, there you go. But Kevin is worried at the very least that this is a ploy to get Davon to not use the veto. And he says as much, and he says, look, like last week we were in a spot where I thought there was no chance we were going to make it because two of us were on the block and there's nothing we can do. And at the start of this week, I felt the same way. But then David used the power and now you have the veto and we have an opportunity for all three of us to be safe right now. We shouldn't pass that up. And look, even if Danny says that she has the votes, even if Danny believes that she has the votes, she could be putting herself into a position where she is in. Almost, it could even be intentional that she's putting herself in a spot where she's able to convince herself that the votes are there, but then everyone else flips on her and they decide to send me home. Like, it's just not worth the risk. And Day has been pretty optimistic toward Kevin about using the veto, but still has not locked in that she will. But it's very clear that she wants to. But Kevin is making this argument and Day is hearing it, but she's not confirming, yes, I'm definitely going to use it no matter what. So I would still watch out for the conversation that she's going to have with Danny at some point, I imagine, unless she had it during the feeds cut. I imagine at some point today will happen.
Yeah.
So then the feeds cut. I'm reading in the chat. It might have been another wall yeller. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Oh boy. But I also didn't see that many things change after the fact. You know what I mean? I mean, we didn't get, everyone was already asleep, not asleep yet. But you know, I don't know. It was interesting.
They tend to cut the feeds with a wall yeller, even if nobody heard anything. So that may have been it, but I don't know. So feeds go down for a long time. When they come back up, we're finally getting the conversation that matters, which is Cody and Danny. And we've already missed some of it, but it's very clear. A lot of what I was expecting to happen in this conversation happened. Cody pushed the narrative of, look, if Davon is going to use this veto, you have to do Ian. There's no other option. And that's basically where we stand at the start of this conversation when the feeds come back. Cody is asking her to, let's break it down, Danny. Let's look at this. Let's try and figure it out together. strip away emotion from it. What is like the non-emotional, like game cutthroat move? And she says, well, you know, to lie to Devon or to put Ian up. But I don't want to do that to Devon, and I don't want to do that to Ian. But for my game, I can't touch the committee. So it just doesn't make sense for me to do that. And he agrees. He's like, yeah, oh man, it would suck to take out Ian. It would. That would definitely suck. And Danny's like, and this again points to, I think, our theory here. She's like, I'm just worried that I'll look like the bad guy I'm the one that takes out Ian. And Cody's like, look, Nicole's going to look the worst. I'm going to look bad. We're all going to look bad because we're going to be lying to Ian and telling him we're going to keep him when in reality, we're going to be voting him out. So it's not just going to be you. Don't worry about that. We did talk about him not getting very far. We don't want to let him stay in the game too long. Like, this is the opportunity. So
yeah, they also kind of talk about how, like, you know, like, yeah, we'll look like the bad guy. But then they also kind of shift the conversation to like Memphis. They're like, oh, Memphis actually is like the bad guy. So, like, you know, like, if we take him out, we'll be heroes again. So it'll be all good. Like, you know what I mean? And even if we take him to the end, like, he's such a good person to beat. You know what I mean? Because everyone hates him. You know what I mean? He's a great person to bring to the final too. So, you know, they're kind of, you know, shifting you know, their narratives, I'd say, in their heads to make themselves feel okay to, you know, take out Ian this week. And also, you know, so then Cody kind of lays it down for Danny. He kind of breaks down at what the order should be in how people get voted out. He said, you know, it should be Ian, Christmas, David, and Tyler going in that order. And that's what he said because, you know, and Danny was kind of concerned about Tyler staying in the game that long, but, you know, Cody kind of said, like, you know, like, we need him for a little bit and then we'll be able to cut him later. We need him to be a good buffer before that.
Yeah. So this whole conversation, you know, because I see a lot of people continue to say, like, oh, Cody and Danny, they're so flirty that this is it's inappropriate. I really feel like the people that believe that have been snowed by Cody, because I think that, like, every conversation Cody has with Danny is Cody manipulating Danny. And he uses that as a way of disguising what he's doing and the fact that he doesn't like her, the fact that he's like is frustrated with her in the game. Every time something hard, something tough comes up in the conversation for them game wise, he'll throw out some jokes. He'll throw out some like flirty nonsense to distract her and then slide in his strategy stuff and make her feel comfortable. And he'll get what he wants. And in this conversation, he is so clearly manipulating her into doing something she didn't want to do, into putting up Ian. I don't know how he convinced her, but if Ian goes up, Ian definitely goes home, he says, and she agrees. So Ian is now like fully the target if this happens. And he also, in this conversation, now remember, Danny talked to Nicole about her ideal final six and the people that she wants out first. She also mentioned to Cody her ideal final four, but Cody knows her entire final six. And so in this conversation, he brings up all of the people that she wants gone, the list that you just said, all of those people, he says, those are the next five people I want to go. And Danny says, that's exactly my final six. I love this plan. And Cody has already said to Nicole, this is not his real plan. He doesn't like this plan. But he is bringing this up to make it seem like they are both on the same page about their future plans. And I fully believe this is working on her. She lets him know that Christmas has a power. She says that she wants to take Christmas out as soon as the power expires. He's down with that. So he says, but he's like, well, it's interesting that Day tells that story about, you know, pushing and stuff, because Christmas told the same story, but reversed that she was pushing and somebody else got it in. And Danny says, well, no, I believe Day because she told me not to tell anyone. She told me specifically, don't tell even Cody or Nicole about this. And Cody's like, See, that's what I don't like. I don't like that we're being linked together like that. That's bad for us. And Danny's like, oh, but she's not going to come for us or anything. He's like, oh, man, I don't know about that. Like, that is not good. Like, that is the stuff that would get us in trouble. And so Cody, very not pleased with you know, Day's openness with Danny about the fact that Danny and Cody and Nicole are so close.
Yeah. Also, he's kind of mad that at Day just for, you know, because Danny is talking about how she's concerned about, you know, being put in this kind of position, you know, this emotional position. And, you know, Cody's it's your HOH. Day should not be, you know, trying to convince you like that. You know what I mean? And so, and then Danny also was talking about, like after that, she was like, you know, the slick six is done, right? The slick six is done. But, you know, I want Day to feel comfortable. I still want, you know, Day to feel like she's in with us. And, you know, and Cody's just like, all we got to do is just convince her not to use the veto. Like, whatever you got to do, I guess do it. But also, it doesn't really matter. Because I think Cody also in this conversation, Cody is kind of talking about just the committee for a little bit. He's talking about how it's like not that hard of a thing. It wouldn't be impossible to just vote Tyler out, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's annoyed that Danny's not annoyed at Day.
Yeah,
he wants exactly. Danny to be annoyed at Day for using the veto, but Danny's like, no, it's not a big deal. He's like, why don't you feel some type of way about this? like that would be much better for my game if you were annoyed at Tavon.
Yeah.
So that's basically where we stand here for the day. It seems as though the plan is in place that Ian will go up on the block and will go out of the game. Probably. We don't know how Nicole feels about this yet. The votes could be interesting if this happens. Theoretically, you might have Kevin, Day, and David as votes to keep Ian, possibly, which is three. If Nicole really decided to jump ship and go with them, that would be four. If Danny was on board, she could theoretically break the tie in Ian's favor. But as of right now, Danny wants Ian gone, so she would break the tie to evict Ian. And she's also, like, you know, obviously she's just in Cody's ship, you know, just whatever, as is Nicole. So I don't really see either of them going against him in that spot. Like I said, from the beginning of this week, I think at the end of the day, Cody is going to decide the votes. So unless Cody changes his mind and decides he wants Tyler out instead of Ian, which just doesn't make any sense at all, we're likely going to see Ian go home if Davon uses the veto. If Davon does not use the veto, which is still an option, Kevin stays on the block. Danny will be pushing hard for Tyler to go home. And in that instance, I think, again, Cody probably decides. I think he has a lot of incentive to take out Kevin in that spot, too. But it will be harder because it's a harder sell to Danny and potentially to Nicole. So I actually think that is the easier way to get out Tyler at this point. But I still feel like Day needs to use the veto for her own game. It's not worth the risk at all to leave Kevin up on the block and potentially have him go home. And she doesn't even really piss anybody off by doing it. So there's no downside. So it's really the only option.
Yeah. Also, just having Ian go out, it also just doesn't piss off, you know, the rest of, you know, Memphis and Christmas and the committee and everything like that, because they were concerned about, like, it's so easy to just put up Ian. So if they put up Ian, it gives the facade that everything is good and everything's going according to plan.
And having Ian go out is actually great for Day, because it limits Nicole's options. Nicole has to rely on Day more now. It takes out somebody that gave more power to the power structure. And it's actually not terrible for Day if Tyler stays in the game, because unless Tyler is true about making this truce with Danny, which I don't think he is, then we still have Danny and Tyler going at it, which is great for Day. Like, there's still some chaos left in the house. So I actually don't think it's bad for Day if Ian leaves. Like I said, I think it's just a no-brainer at this point that she used the veto. But I don't know. I don't think it's a given.
Yeah, people were also talking about how if If Ian goes, then Tyler is going to turn into the next Ian. And Tyler will just be kind of that next, you know, we got to watch out for them. We got to watch out for the threat. So it's good to have that in the house. You know, if Ian goes, you'll still have that because it might just be too early to take out Tyler at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else, Phil, that you wanted to bring up from yesterday?
No, I think we mostly covered everything. That I was looking at.
All right. Well, that's what we had for you from yesterday. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. I will be we'll have some coverage tonight after the episode. We'll see the HOH and the nominations. I don't think we're going to see the disruptor tonight. I think that we're going to get nominations and then we're going to get a diary room from David that's like, they don't know what's coming. And that'll be like a cliffhanger for the next episode, because that's sort of how they structure it last time when he didn't use the power. So that would be my guess, at least. But we'll be live to talk about it tonight. The next episode, the veto episode, is going to be on Tuesday this week. So the Stockwatch roundtable will be on Wednesday. So make sure you watch out for that. Phil, where can people find you?
Well, I'm on Twitter at ListenUpPhilip, and I'm also writing a lot of TV show and movie reviews on Letterboxd at Letterboxd.com/PNTJR. So you can follow me on both of those two things.
There you go. You can, of course, find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren or on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.